At 18 years old, Nicholas O'Neill was the youngest victim. His band, Shrine, was going to open for Great White the following night, so he was at the club on February 20th, 2003, to check out the place. O'Neill's dad, Dave Kane, says he thinks about his son every day.
It's interesting. People say to you, you know, oh, gee, I hope I'm not bringing up a bad memory, like I forgot. I mean, we have this every day. The knowledge of what has happened and the aftermath, we live it every day.
Although labor and materials have been donated to build a permanent memorial where the station nightclub once stood, the foundation behind the memorial says it's been a struggle to raise the $1.4 million needed for the project. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.